Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you open up your mouth and just thank him right now? Come on and enter in with our faith this morning, trusting God for a mighty move in your life, in the life of this family, and all that you love and concerned about. Come on, let's shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, enter in, amen. Come surrendering all over to God, amen. Come on, give it on up right now and just thank God that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Go ahead right now and decree and declare victory over all your circumstances, situations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you. Let us pray, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to worship you, O God, as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus Christ, our, hallelujah, is our Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would just have your way right now. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our souls and those in our family. Oh, Lord, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us, that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you'll have your way right now. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that even right now as we pray, oh God, that you're doing a new thing in us right now, and we receive new life, amen, new beginnings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been empty, amen, as we come surrendering all over. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, uproot the works of the wicked ones, oh God. Let them be cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you're creating us a clean heart, and we thank you, God. We choose to and abide in the spirit of truth, so that you are in, hallelujah, in us, oh God, always in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we choose to and abide in the spirit of truth, so that we are in a continual state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God. Amen. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desire, even pound for the court of Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn everly increase in each of us, oh God. Uphold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked ways in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, but Lord, backbiting or evil be found in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our life be of glory and honor and praise unto you. Oh, Lord, circumcise our hearts. Oh, Lord, fill us with your spirit, oh God. Your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, create us a heart of worship, where we rejoice only in you. Amen. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Through your spirit, oh God, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Oh, Lord, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life a living sacrifice sacrifice, according to Romans 12:1-2, a sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and praised, oh God, in everyday things of life. Amen. Unto you, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we decree and declare that we're redeemed from the curse of the law. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us, makes us new and heals us, sanctifies us. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree and declare the power and the blood of Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us. Let the mind of Christ arise within us right now and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christt, in spirit and in truth. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say hi, oh Lord, move mighty on this line. Let healing spring forth right now. Let deliverance come, and hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let breakthrough come in all our situations. Amen. Let unity come with the enemies, cause division and confusion. Let peace come and take root in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Lord, we know you to be a turn around. Oh, Lord, divinely intervene right now on our behalf and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, and turn every situation around for our good. That the enemy has sent out for evil, God, turn it around for our good. That the enemy has sent out to destroy us, oh God. Oh, Lord, turn it around right now. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. Lord, turn every curse our way into a blessing. Amen. And we receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we stand in your promise for yes and amen. Your words, and yet while we're still praying, you're already answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for being in the midst right now. For your words are within, two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing. There you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst this morning. And we ask that you just have your way. Touch in a mighty way, oh God, in the life of your children and all that's on the line today. Amen. Oh Lord, do a new thing right now. Do a new thing in our husbands and wives. Do a new thing in our children, oh God. Do a new thing in our grandchildren, oh God. It is our prayer that all be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will come and be able to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We come against every hindrance spirit right now that will hinder you from walking according to your purpose and call for their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the spirit that's operating us, outside of the Holy Spirit, to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for we are children of God, hallelujah, washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Devil, take your hands off of us and those in our family. We belong to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. It is your blood that has saved us. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Have your way right now, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that from this day forth, we will operate according to your divine timetable and calendar. Amen. We decree and declare that your agenda is our agenda. We are not our own, but we have been bought with a price. We therefore submit to you and you alone, oh God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, and we bind our will to the will of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the plan that we come in the volume of the book as it is written. Of us, O God, according to Hallelujah, Psalm 40:7, 139:16, 1 Corinthians 7:23, and James 4:7. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we bring out our burdens and we lay them down at your foot. Hallelujah, at your cross, especially the burden of every weight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We ask you to manage all areas of our lives. We only rely on you, Christ Jesus, to take care of us and our families, our health, and our finances. Heavenly Father, we ask that your will be done in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that, hallelujah, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of the things in heaven and things in the earth. Amen. And things under the earth. And that they, hallelujah, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. To the glory of you, God the Father, according to Philippians 2:10-11. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bring him to be accused of the presence of operating.
bind or influence the soul of our mind of anyone who comes and to contact with us. And then, according to Revelation 12 and 10, we decree and declare the divine favor, great honor, and well wishes now replace any and all negative feelings, perceptions, and thoughts concerning us, our families, our work, and our ministries, which are called to accomplish. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that nobility and greatness are our portion. Amen. According to Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and Psalm 5 and 12. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have called us to do great work for you. We ask you to release all finances and all resources that belong to us. Amen. We ask you to release everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, our ministries, and our calling. Amen. We shall not and we will not be denied. We shall not and we will not accept substitutes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and accept that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plans and purposes come to us without delay. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Holy 2 Peter 1 through 3, amen. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, grant unto us according to your riches and glory, your tender mercies and immeasurable favor, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, according to Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. We decree and declare that the sorrow of northern flows and hindered and uncontaminated in our lives. Amen. According to Isaiah 60, 10 through 17, and forever your body endures the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord of hosts, may come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God, and we thank you for strengthening the bars of our gates, amen, for blessing our children, children's children, and making peace up in our borders, according to Psalm 147, 12 through 4. Heavenly Father, we place upon us the armor of life, and the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Romans 13 and 12, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' holy name, we place upon us the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace sandals, the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God according to Ephesians 6, 13 through 17. And we decree and declare that the force of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, if you have made a decision to take us home before the next rapture, we ask you to give us an extension of our lives according to John 16 and 23, as you did for Hezekiah according to Isaiah 38, 1 through 5, until Jesus comes to get us in the next rapture. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we decree and declare that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we shall, hallelujah, show forth the praise of Christ Jesus, who has called us out of darkness, amen, into his marvelous light, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare and receive victory on today. Oh, Lord, help us all, Father God. We need you, Lord. Lord, move in a mighty way right now on this line this morning, oh God. Let restoration come, Father God. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, for every sin that's been committed, Lord, we ask for forgiveness this morning. We ask, oh God, that you will forgive us for our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, fill us to overflowing with thy glory, thy Shekinah glory, oh God, for we belong to you. We decree and declare with all things this morning, amen. The Lord should increase us more and more, amen, us and our children, amen. We are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth, the heaven and even the heavens, all the lords of the earth have he given, hallelujah, to the children of men. Heavenly Father, we thank you for continuing increasing our anointing, our love for one another, amen, hallelujah, our health and our finances. And Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord God, for your word in Numbers 6, 23 through 26. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless us, him and everyone that we pray for, we'll pray for on today, that you will keep us all, amen. I pray, oh God, that you will make your face shine upon us, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so let us, oh Lord, let us receive, oh God, unlimited favor, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so let us, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, thank you for releasing your angels to fulfill the blessings that we speak on today, amen. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, and excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word according to Psalm 103 and 20. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all my iniquities. Amen. Who forgives all, hallelujah. Who heals all our diseases. Who redeems our life from destruction. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who gives us good things to eat so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. And have pity on us. And we thank you that the angels hearken to the voice of your word. According to Psalm 103, 1 through 3, 13, 20, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in earth is yours, O God. My Lord, my God, yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted and heard over all. Over riches and honor come from you. And you reign over all. Your hand is power and might. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in your hand is, telling you, it is to make great and to give strength to all. According to 1 Chronicles 29, 10 to 12, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to do all these things. According to John 14 and 14, and Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us these things. According to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, touch our minds on today, oh, God. Give us a new way of thinking, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you. Amen. All the days of our life, amen. We come against every attack on our minds and the minds of those in our family. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that peace dwells there. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, according to Romans 3 and 17, let us know the way of peace. May the God of peace be with us. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let peace come to us. Our household and all that we have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your peace guard our heart and mind. Speak peace to us, oh God. And let us not turn back to folly. I pray that our ways will be pleasing to you, Heavenly Father, so that you will make even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. Your thoughts to us are peace, oh God, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, bring health and healing to us, oh Lord, and reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare with all faith the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. Amen. You have made a covenant of peace with us, and we thank you. And it is an everlasting covenant. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, many on the line, oh God, need the healing this morning. Hallelujah, those in our family, oh God, that are praying for a healing, oh God, that's in need of a healing, oh God. Let healing spring forth right now. Lord, bring healing and the cure to every area of our lives, and give us all the abundance of peace. Lord, let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let not our eyes become dim or our natural vigor diminish, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we receive our healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that healing is here. Amen. Breakthrough is here. Amen. Unity is here. Peace is healed and sealed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, increase us even the more to love one another. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, being quick to forgive. Amen. Not holding any grudges. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit of bitterness, anger, rage, and wrath to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this deliverance this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, as we travel on today and those in our family members that are traveling or will be traveling, oh God, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that your blessings are not going and coming, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, or those in our family may take. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. Amen. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, airway, everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, protects us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. And that we decree and declare, because you said we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So we decree and declare all is well with us, that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer
with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and shout glory, glory, glory. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be on today? But God has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're still here.
In the name of Jesus.
We have the resurrection power working on the inside of us. So we rise again, yes. Amen. We speak life and not death. We speak blessing and not cursing, yes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We testify right there the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. How sweet it is.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for restoration this morning. Hallelujah. We
thank you
for restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We stand restored on today. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. If you just take this minute to just thank God right here. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We decree and declare that a way has been opened up, amen. For we serve a God that is able to make a way out of no way, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just take your hands off, amen, and let God have his way. If you just get out of the way and just let God have his way, I want you to know it's going to work out for you good, amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. We thank you, Lord. He knows your name, amen. He knows your name and the plans that he has for you, amen. Hallelujah. To give you an expected end, amen, a hope and a future. It's not over. The God says it's over. We serve a God from everlasting to everlasting. There's no end to the God we serve. We serve the one true God, the living God. Hallelujah. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
And we're back in position this Saturday. The last weekend of August. God is definitely moving. God is making the way.
Yes,
I'm telling you, opening up the way. Good morning, good morning. I can't say it enough. I'm glad to be back on. I'm glad you all are here this Saturday morning, back in position. Amen. At this time, I'll call your name like you normally do. I know how you're doing and how you been. Hallelujah. Aunt Bernadette, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you this morning. I'm thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. I'm doing good. I'm blessed, and I'm so thankful. Amen.
Amen.
We love you so good to have you on the line this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Kawanika. To God be the glory. I'm doing good this morning. Considering on Tuesday my mom fell out of the wheelchair, I had to take her to the ER. She had three stitches for her laceration on her forehead. And the doctor said it was a good fall. The doctor said it was a good fall. And I'm like, okay. I just can't thank God enough for what could have happened to my mom.
I just thank you
for the angels that protected her from all what could have happened. I just can't thank God enough. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit to help me to just take care of my mom. I just need God to help me. I just need God to help me take care of my mother.
Bless you, bless you.
All right. I just can't thank him enough this morning. I just can't thank God enough. Can't thank him enough.
All right.
Can't thank God enough. I can't thank him enough.
Thank you, Lord.
She never lost consciousness. I fed her breakfast before. We called the ambulance to come and get her. I just can't thank God enough. I just can't thank him enough. She could have knocked all her teeth out. She could have cracked her skull open. I just can't thank God enough. I just can't thank him enough.
Bless you, Brenda. We understand.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for all your blessings.
It is.
Yes,
We're going to go from glory to glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now that healing is still taking place, oh God. We thank you for your miracle working power, oh God. Oh Lord, that's in the life, oh God, in the body of your daughter, Ruth and May, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just continue to keep her in a mighty way because you are mighty, God. And we can't thank you enough, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing right now, and all that you're about to do, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. We come off in a praise of thanksgiving this morning, oh Lord. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will continue to be the help for your daughter, oh God, that you would continue, oh God, to be her strength, oh God, that you would operate with a supernatural strength coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the joy, oh God, even right now, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, for your daughter, oh God, that it is done, oh God, and you're working it all out for the good, amen. And we just want to thank you. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we bless you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you because of Brenda. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you. Love you,
too. Amen. God bless you both. How y'all doing? How you been?
Good morning. I'm by myself today. I'm at my home. I've had a good 2 weeks. My sister's here. And tomorrow she'll be leaving. But I thank God that she came and helped me. So
yes.
I understand the tears that Brenda's going through. It's a blessing to, you know, just have your family for you. But it's been a good 2 weeks. And my mother, I would call her the creepy crawler because she gets up and sneak out. That was yesterday. I happened to be looking at my mom's house in the camera, and Linda, bless her heart, she was in there sleeping. My mother had sneaked out the room, and I had to keep calling, but she didn't fall or anything. It's just that she did what she wanted to do. But, Brenda, all I can do is just tell you you're doing a wonderful job and just keep on keeping on, and y'all just keep praying for us caregivers because it's a job. And
it is.
God knows. He put us there for a reason. He put us there. I've had a lot of little things that happened. But my mom, you know, I just keep on going, and I thank God for having a mother at this time.
He gives you the strength.
God is good. Amen.
Yes.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God speak you. And we thank God for it. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Definitely a blessing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Keep
and
praying,
amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes. Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been good, and thank you so much for that prayer. And I'm just so happy that I was able to get on this morning and listen and just so thankful and to God to be able to be on the line again. And I understand, Brenda, because there are times when you're overwhelmed with thankfulness to God for all he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does that.
Yes.
Had it not been for God's amazing grace, where in the world would we be? He doesn't know what he does. And I just thank God for his hand of mercy, letting our lives roll on just a little while longer.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful to God.
Amen.
It's be trying to find another word after you say thank you, but you just can't thank God enough. There's just no way. Give a chance, but I get overwhelmed just like you do, Brenda, and I understand where you're coming from. Thank God for you from my soul.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. God bless you, Kevin Early. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. So good to hear your voice on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I believe we have Preston Kanye ACB today on the line. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, we doing wonderful this morning. My mom is having her breakfast and I'm feeding her. She's sitting up here like she's 22 years old, huh, Mama? It's just wonderful to see her smile every morning. I don't care what she go through, she do not stop smiling. So God has been good, and he is blessing her. And my sister is doing a wonderful job. We all are, whoever put their hands on, and send whatever call we get or whatever in prayers we get, you know, everybody's for, so it ain't nothing for her to do but be all right. Come on.
Amen.
What you want to tell
them? Amen.
What you want to tell them?
Praise God.
Say something.
What is it?
How you doing?
What?
That's the prayer line. Tell them how you doing. Doing all right?
I'm very proud.
You very proud, huh?
I am. About my house is
all right. So God is good.
Thank
God
you.
Is good.
Good.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
All right. I hear your voice this morning. You're loud and clear.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Tabitha.
Bless you.
Thank you for your prayers that you cover this family all the time. So we know we standing on the promises. So you got us covered.
Thank you.
You don't miss nothing either. You cover everything. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you both. We thank God for you. So good to hear you both on the line. May we love you. We thank God for you. And Cousin Connie, God bless you both. We love y'all so much. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God. Shataya. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, and Eliza, thank God. Bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing
morning.
Good.
And, good morning.
I'm so thankful for the caregivers of my sisters. And Brenda called me the day that she fell, and she was so upset. But God is able. He took care of her. She said she didn't even get a black eye. So I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. And And I'm doing good. Praise God.
Amen. So good to see you on the line. I said, oh, that go ain't Eliza Dane. So good to see you. I think I'm missing you three Saturdays, I believe, man. So I definitely was looking
forward
to seeing
you. Yeah, because my phone line had been down. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, we thank God we're back. We had issues with the line, too, here 2 weeks. So 1 week only had some of us to get on, and then they had to fix it, so we went on last week. But I thank God we're back in position this morning. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's get this, my mom. Mama, you on the line this morning?
Yeah.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And where you been?
Oh, I'm a speaker when I'm on here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Just bless you. As I used to say every Saturday, we're on here from Houston to Louisiana to Indianapolis. I'm good. Yeah. God woke me up so many times through the night, and I'm up today. And I'm just thankful. He woke my family up, and of course, he woke all y'all up, too. So I'm just grateful and thankful.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Mama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
I'm blessed. I've been doing good, and I thank the Lord that everyone on the line is sounding so glory this morning. Glory, 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 and I thank the Lord.
Yes,
and I want you all to pray for me that everything still go well with me in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 God bless you. God, we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Lord, we ask, oh God, to continue to be upon the life of your daughter, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you would this kid continue on blessing her with long life, good health, and strength, oh God. Let your peace be her portion, oh God. Let joy overtake even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you because we know you have your hands on the life of your daughter, Dorita. Lord, we know that you're always with her, that you'll never leave her, no forsaken, that she don't have to fear, God, for you are always with her, preparing and making a way when it seems to be no way. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over the life of your daughter, Dorita, and all that she loves and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Love you, too.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Cousin Kim and Cousin Lewis, God bless you both. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Yes. Good morning, family. And it's just a blessing to be here on the line again this morning, here in my community. And just thank you, Tara and Nikki, for continuing this line, and that way we can all come on here together and, you know, fellowship with one another and just, you know, hear each other's concerns.
Yes.
You know, my heart, you know, is just, you know, for the family, and I just, you know, just continue prayers, you know, for the family and them, you know, taking care of their moms. So thank God. I don't know if Lewis is on unless he called himself.
Okay, because I can't tell if he was on the line with you or not. So I don't care another number, but we're lifting up in prayer. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voices Saturday morning. Amen. Good to hear everybody on the line this morning. Been with us in class this morning. And my niece Twan and my daughter Jamil was on the line. So is my husband. Hallelujah. We just thank God for it all, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord, every concern of your children is on the line this morning, oh God. Lord, Lord, I pray right now that you'll touch and move, mighty Father God. Oh, Lord, and that they will receive right now, God, that you increase the faith, oh, God, to receive
yes.
all that they're asking for, God, and walk into expectation, oh, God, that you are able to do it, oh, God, and that you let that this will be the set time, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you will release your blessing, your favor. Oh, Lord, that healing will spring forth, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that the deliverance will come to this family, oh, God, being delivered from all that's not of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we enter in, oh, God.
Thank you.
We ask that you have your way, that you'll bless the scripture, oh, God, that we may receive and understand, oh, God, not just receive it, oh, God, but apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh, Lord. And, Father God, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root in us and manifest in our action, oh, God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. A lot of us are dealing with everything that we're dealing with, family, is in our mind. You know,
yes,
we give our thoughts and our mind to. It begins to consume us and take over us. Amen. It'll take us into a place of darkness. But I ask on today that you will be encouraged. Amen. You know, that you'll be encouraged to keep your mind on the things of God. Amen. Whenever you feel yourself getting or going into that place, just call on the name of Jesus. Come on and rebuke the enemy. Amen. And say, no, you are devil, you a liar. Amen. You can talk to him like that because he is. He is he is a liar, amen. He's deceitful, amen. He's subtle in all his ways, because if he can attack your mind, amen, you know all else will come with it. So I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds on today.
Yes.
And
yes.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Father God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, I just want to mention Denise. She had been in a hospital with pneumonia, but she's doing great. And I think she's back at work. So I just wanted that testimony. God is good. He's taking care of all this whole family. So thank you for your prayers. So God bless you.
Amen. What's her name?
Sean. Sean Denise.
Oh, Sean. I couldn't hear the name. Sean. Yeah, Cousin Sean Denise. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I tried to
hear her. In the hospital. So she's doing well, and she's back at work.
Amen. Look at God. Glory to God.
God.
Yes, thank God for the testimony.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Prayer
yes.
changes things. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. So
yes.
we got to keep on praying. The Bible tells us
yes.
to continue
yes.
to pray. Amen. We do not stop yes. praying. Amen. We keep praying even the more. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
This morning,
yes.
family, we're going to have our scripture this morning. And the Bible, we're going to come in from the book of Philippians. Chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. It's chapter 4, verse 4 through 9.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Rejoice.
The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 through 9, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I just wanted to understand in this particular scripture here for a moment here and understand how strange that a man in prison called to tell a church to rejoice.
My.
But Apostle Paul's attitude teaches us an important lesson. Our outward circumstances do not need to dictate our inner attitudes. Apostle Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Amen. See, several times in this letter, Apostle Paul urges the Philippians to be joyful, probably because they needed to hear this. See, it's easy to be or to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances or to take unimportant events too seriously. See, if you haven't been joyfully lately, let the Holy Spirit remind you today that true joy is found in the Lord and the promise of his second coming.
Yes,
when we
yes,
look at verse 5, the Bible said, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. When we look at the scriptures, we are to be gentle, reasonable, fair-minded, and charitable
to those outside the church, not just to fellow believers. See, this means we are not to seek revenge against those who treat us unfairly, nor are we to be overly vocal or demanding about our personal rights. The Bible says in verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So imagine never being anxious about anything that may seem impossible. See, everyone has worries on the job or at home or at school. What Apostle Paul advises, advice is to turn our worries into prayers. Amen. Do you want to worry less, family? Then pray more. Well, see, whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. Also, take time to listen to what God has to say to you and thank him for all the good work he has done in your life, in our family, amen, in our churches, in our community, and in this world. Hallelujah. See, God's peace is different from the world's peace. See, true peace is not found in positive thinking or in absence of conflict or in good feelings. It comes from trusting God to work everything out in a way that is best for you as you fulfill your role in God's work in this world. See, our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. Our destiny is set, family. Amen. And we can have victory over sin. So let God's peace guard your heart against the anxieties of this world that try to bring you down and keep your focus off Jesus. See, when we trust God, he gives us a peaceful perspective in a traffic jam or a difficult phone call, in a troubled relationship, or even when death draws near. When we look at verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. I know we are so busy meditating on a whole lot of stuff, but the Bible tells us, meditate on these things. Verse 9 says, these things which you learned to receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. As I told the scripture, family, you understand that what we put into our minds determines what comes out in our words, our desires, and our actions. Apostle Paul tells us to train our minds to focus on thoughts that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. Do you have a problem? Do you have problems with impure thoughts and daydreams? Ask yourself that today. Examine what you are putting into your mind through watching movies or being online or what books you read or conversations that you're having or TV or whatever it is that you're giving your mind to, giving your eyes to, because as you understand, these things are being downloaded. See, replace harmful things that you input with wholesome things. Above all, read God's word and pray. Ask God to help you fill your mind with good and pure thoughts. This takes practice, but it can be done. Yes. Hallelujah. Verse 9, as we have read, it says, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. How many of us need peace? Hallelujah. How many of us need praise for that peace, you know? Hallelujah. And Lord, if you could just give me your peace, I want to tell you, family, I've had that peace, and it was no type of medication that can give you this peace that only God can give that surpasses all understanding. See, it's not enough to hear or read the word of God or to even know it well. We must also put what God is teaching into practice. How easy is it to listen to a sermon and forget what the preacher said? How easy is it to read the Bible and not think about how to live differently? How easy is it to debate with a pastor what it means and not live out the meaning? Exposure to God's word is not enough. It must lead to obedience. Amen? Lord, I thank you for your word on today. I thank you, O God, for the clarity and understanding of your word that we may receive it, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, applying it to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to your sight. And we just want to say thank you that we receive it.
We believe it, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you want to bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, family, if you have any prayer petition, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen. If your prayer petition has been went forth already, you receive it. Just say amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Aunt Bernadette, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your family, all my sisters, nieces, nephews. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
I believe it and I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Hallelujah, Lord. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too. Hallelujah, Lord. Cousin Arlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your family. Thank you for that prayer that covered us all. But I would like to request a special prayer for the caregivers because it seems like it's becoming more and more caregivers. And those, to me, those people are really special. So I just request praying for them. And all of us continue to pray. Yeah, they need
prayer
and strength.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come to see, oh God, with all faith and trust in you, oh God, for a mighty move in the life of every caregiver that you have positioned, oh God, for such a time as this. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to be their help, Lord, that you will send help, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Lord, we pray that you will be their strength, oh God, and their knowledge and their wisdom, Brother God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that even in hard situations, Lord, that you will give them your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, lead them and guide them by your Holy Spirit, that they will truly bless and be a blessing to those that you called them to care for. Lord, you said in your word that we are to serve one another, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you've given that servanthood to serve, oh God, hallelujah, despite the situation or circumstances.
Yeah.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for long life,
thank
oh God, for
God,
every caregiver, every RN, LBN, LPN, nurse practitioner, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless them in the mighty way, oh God. Bless their hands, oh God, and all that you put them, oh God, to do, they will truly be blessed, oh God, that they will lay hands on the sick and the sick will become well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever there are demons that are operating, that they will lay hands on that. Every demon will flee in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. With their minds are troubled, God, that they will lay hands on God, that your peace will come upon with the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, let him receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, even right now to do the work that you're calling him to do, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Restore their health, oh God. Restore their relationships, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be no lack of your goodness operating through and about their lives, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, let them be the light that walks in, oh God, and darkness has to flee. Hallelujah to your name, God. So, Lord, again, we just ask, oh God, that you would touch right there in your daughter, Brenda Gale, that you would touch right there in your daughter, Bonnie, oh God, that you would touch, oh God, your daughter, Tommy, oh God, that you would touch right there, oh God, those that are in position to care for others, oh God. Oh, Lord, send the care for them as well, oh God. And we know, oh God, it is you, Father God. And we thank you that you're even right now, oh God. We declare the heaven right now, they have the resurrection power to keep standing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare the song. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things to fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells and is all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon.
In the name of Jesus.
We bless your holy name. Restoration. Amen. You don't got to think about I'm getting up in age myself. And when will I have time for me? God is going to open up the way. So now you got time. Amen. God's going to send me help. So then you got some time for yourself. Amen. So that you may be restored. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Imagine. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Early. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Cousin Connie and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless you. I had you on mute. God bless you and thank you for your prayers and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. And Elijah, God bless you. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to say we appreciate you on this prayer line. And we're praying for you that you stay strong to help us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray. You just Amen. About covered everything. So thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. God keep everything up for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Get off the mute. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Dorisha, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone on the phone, and I love you, and have a best day. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And I receive the blessings. I receive the prayers. And just thank God for you and ask God just to keep you and continue to keep us all on the line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. So we go out here. I'm going to pray for unquestionable miracles in our life and those in our family. Father God, we bless your holy name, oh God. Lord, I pray all that's on the line, oh God, that have ears to hear on today, receive, oh God, that lives will be changed, oh God, that you will continue to bless us. We pray for continued blessing, oh God, that we'll be a blessing to one another. And we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, wherever we are mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch us right now, begin to do miraculous, do great and mighty things, oh God, for us and those in our family. Wherever a miracle is needed, oh Lord, do it for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, do unquestionable miracles and build up our faith so that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles that happen in our lives and the lives of our mothers and fathers, our brothers and sisters, our children, our grandchildren, our cousins, our nieces and nephews, oh God, and all that we know that concerned about, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in their lives, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for your grace, your sufficient grace and mercy. We thank you, oh God, for your love, and we thank you right now that through, hallelujah, your grace, great things are going to begin to happen. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in our lives and those in our family, and we will go to a greater glory and greater altitude in you, Lord God. Do what only you can do, oh Lord. Intervene right now, divinely, wherever a miracle is needed. Let it take place. Wherever a healing is needed, let it take place, oh God. Wherever deliverance is needed, let it take place. Let it begin to happen for the glory of Jesus Christ, so that the whole world may see and know that Jesus is Lord. That we may see and know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Oh Lord, open up the way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, begin to open the way where it seems to be no way, oh God. Wherever we find ourselves in the way, oh God, and the way is closed up. Oh Lord, wherever it's a dead end, where it seems like the end, oh God, begin to open up the way, begin to make a way where it seems to be no way. Oh Lord, do the impossible, do miracles, signs, and wonders. Heavenly Father, we pray that do creative miracles, great and mighty things. Lord, we pray, let us see visions, let signs, wonders, and miracles begin to take place in our lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let great and mighty things begin to happen. Oh Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We pray for spiritual alignment right now, God. Let it happen right now, God, before we leave this line. We pray for divine order for our lives and divine positioning where we've been out of order, God. Oh, Lord, let order come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, where we've been out of position, oh, God. Oh, Lord, place us back in position that we can receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And be protected under your mighty wing, Lord. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare from 91 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ over this family.
standing, and we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and we decree and declare the miracle, hallelujah, this miracle will take place, and it's permanent, and nobody shall steal our blessing, nobody shall steal our miracles, nobody shall steal our destiny, nobody shall steal the glory God has placed on our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless your family. If you have anything you'd like to say before we close out, I'll call your name, and then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Aunt Bernstein, go ahead.
God bless you and your family. Amen.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Grove, go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. Bless your husband. Bless your family. We can't thank God enough for you. We cannot thank God enough for you. That we're stronger. We have more belief and more faith and more trust in God. And that's what he wants, our faithfulness to trust him. God bless you. God bless the family. Love your family. Amen.
Holy, love you. God bless you. Amen. I receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, go ahead.
God bless you. God bless everyone, all my aunts and cousins on the line. We thank God for you so much. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Arlene, go ahead.
Thank God. Praise God. And bless everyone on the line. And everybody have a good day, please. Thank you again.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Cousin Connie, and ain't you with me?
God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Cousin, I'm sorry, Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. All right.
Amen.
Marisa, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I love everybody. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
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 Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Love you, family. You all take care. Love you.
Love you back.
Amen. Love you too. Amen. Amen. Mama, did you get your line open? All right. Let's keep on moving. All right, family. God bless you all. Thank you so much again for being on the line and not being discouraged from last week or the week before when the line was not operating correctly. God bless you. I do want to let you know we are having 21 days of prayer and fasting starting September 1st. If you'd like to join us, it's the same number at midnight. So we have our midnight prayers for breakthrough and healing. If you want to join us again, it's September 1st, but September 1st at midnight. So God bless you. God keep you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Walk in this divine assurance that the victory is already yours. Your enemies have been defeated. The answers are already on the way. The Lord of heaven is the God of all gods, and there is none like unto him. Not in the heavens above or the earth below. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God, and he will demonstrate himself to be a miracle-working God in your life, in your family. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have a good week, everybody.
God bless you.
Sing and shout, then I'll